everybody. We have a celebratory, legendary episode of The Morning Show today. The Bitcoin IPO was today, as in the Bitcoin ETFs that were approved yesterday. All of them, the VanEck one, the Valkyrie one, the BlackRock one, all of them started trading live on the market today. So the market opened at 9:30. The show started at 9 and we kind of went into it and we had a good time pumping it up. So look, it's not a normal show. It's a lot of fun. It's different. If you want to experience it in its full effect, you should go to YouTube and watch it on YouTube or watch it on X video. But yeah, it's a legendary show. It's an all-time show. Really hope you enjoy it. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday, January 11th. You've tuned into the Nifty Show on the most important day in the history of Bitcoin thus far, and one of the most important days in the history of modern finance. This is a crazy, crazy, crazy moment, ladies and gentlemen. The Bitcoin spot ETFs have been approved by the SEC, and 8 or 9 of them are now live, ready to trade in about 23 minutes when the markets open. Wild, wild stuff. I cannot wait to see how today plays out. It's going to be crazy. We have a lot to talk about today. It's a huge day. We're going to discuss. I knew that was coming. Go ahead. Interrupt.
Dude,
I knew that was coming.
Okay, go ahead. Finish.
Why aren't you on video? Wait. Why aren't you on video?
My alarm didn't go off. I'll be there in a minute.
Absolutely unacceptable. Today is the biggest day in Bitcoin history, and you don't even have the courtesy to show up on camera, Nicholas.
Like, the least surprising news ever. Was waiting for an interruption. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to discuss... My body was prepared for an interruption. Today we are going to discuss the Bitcoin ETF approval, and we are going to cover its trading debut. Oh, man, it just sounds cool to say it. Cover its trading debut live during the show. We're going to talk about the Ethereum takeover and the Ethereum ETF narrative heating up. And we're going to discuss some of the best buys to make with the recent NFT pullback. Wow. Big morning, ladies and gentlemen. If it's your first time listening to the show happens Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern time, available on Apple and Spotify podcasts, Twitter Spaces, YouTube, anywhere that you get your content. We are here. Someone muted everybody on stage, Clemente.
That was an acting out button click.
Oh my God, dude.
This is a certified dumpster fire.
We are professionals, ladies and gentlemen, I promise. Anyway, some quick Bodogo shout outs. I got to get some Bodogo shout outs before we dive into the meat and potatoes. First off, Pancakes, bruh, a crypto Twitter legend, Pancakes, bruh, just tweeted out this morning. He was like, I had to get a Bodogo. I had to do it, man. He goes, bros, I Bodogoed. He picked a fly ass Bodogo with the overalls and the striped shirt and the gold chain. Great, great selection from Pancakes, bro. Wouldn't have expected anything less. Monster shout out. Love having crypto Twitter OGs in the Bodogos community recognizing the strength of Bodogos. If you're a Bodogo, if you want to support, go follow Pancakes, bruh. Go comment on that tweet. Show him how strong the Bodogos community is. Show him that he made the right pick, that he bet on the right horse, or really the right dog. Anyway, moving on, we got Wes, who bought his first Bodogo yesterday. He made it his profile picture, a fly Bodogo, green hat, green hoodie, black sunglasses. Give Wes a follow. He's a badass. I see Nick already commented on that. Very good stuff from Nick. And last but not least, we got Liberty NFTs, who bought a sick leather jacket Bodogo, made it his profile picture. Give Liberty. Liberty's like a Solana legend, right? Right, Easy?
Liberty's pretty big. Yeah. He owns a bunch of Sol NFTs, does some great stuff in the space, bunch of quality posts. Yeah, no, just good guy to have. I'm hyped to see the Bodogo. Obviously I'm biased cause he's got the ODAT hat on. So good choice. We've got a bunch of great people entering. Once again, it's just awesome to see, man. It's absolutely electric. Pancakes, bro, is awesome to see. It's great to see Wes get in here as well. Liberty, all these, dude, it's just a good day. Just a good day, man.
It's a great
thinking of Liberty Square.
No, I wasn't. I literally was thinking about this Liberty. And I looked at his profile 100%.
Once again, man, Nick, you're not even on camera. You're
just so out to lunch.
It's so disrespectful. I mean,
bro, you're out to lunch, dude.
So disrespectful.
Like, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I said that this was the most important day in Bitcoin history, and Nick said it's not. Then I was like, what day is? And he just had no answer.
I did have an answer. It was the creation of Bitcoin.
That's like saying the most important day in Michael Jordan's life was when he was a baby and he was born versus when he won the 6th ring. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got so much to dive in.
I would say that is the more important day. I'm gonna
I don't know. The day he signed to Nike was pretty big versus Converse. Pretty monumental moment.
But how about when he started the shoes and then he got the royalties from the shoes?
That was sure. the Nike deal.
Okay. But okay.
With Nick's logic, no matter what notable historical figure is we're talking about, the most important day, it's not when Columbus, you know, arrived in America. It's not when, you know, George Washington, you know, when the Declaration of Independence was signed. It's when those guys were born. Anyway, real quick, we got someone here pointing out the boxes in my apartment. This is 600 plus pounds of Bodago's merch, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of merch in my apartment. It'll leave my apartment over the next, call it 10 to 12 weeks, but for now it's staying here. So get used to seeing the boxes. Anyway, we got to dive right into the weather report on the most important day in Bitcoin history and one of the most important days in the history of modern finance. Signal, please take it away.
Of course, Pio, it's kind of funny that on inauguration day of Bitcoin, you're surrounded by cardboard boxes as if you're like homeless, but not homeless, but it's Bitcoin inauguration day, guys. It is Thursday, January the 11th. We've got this market volume coming in at 21 million, Blur at 16, the numbers are sliding, OpenSea pulling back at 3.8, Solana also pulling back at 6.4. If we look over at the market leaders, the top NFT movers, well, it's been pretty much red across the board, especially on Ethereum with collections pretty much just down anywhere between 5% and 15%. You got Azuki and Pudgy Penguins, though, however, they are holding steady, and Shrapnel operators are also up 34% to 0.33, absolutely cooking. Ordinals are holding their prices for the most part, along with the Solana NFTs. If we look over the past 24 hours, what have been the top stories? Well, obviously, number one, we're talking about it. It's the Bitcoin ETF. It has finally been approved for all applicants and will be live for trading today when the market opens. This has caused crypto to rip across the board, with Bitcoin up 5% to over $47,000, with people expecting fireworks when trading begins. But the biggest story is actually over on Ethereum, the ugly duckling these past few weeks. It came back. It became a swan. It's up 12% to $2,650 as the ETH ETF narrative has begun to take shape. Over on the altcoin side, they have also been absolutely sending. You got Solana up 12%, AVAX up 14%, Say up 24%, and nearing its all-time highs. And also Blur as well, up 25%. And most of the other alts are up anywhere between 10 and 20% as the euphoria takes over. However, there is no euphoria on the ETH NFT front, with prices been absolutely demolished across the board. Apes are down another 5% to 22.5 ETH. That's their lowest price since August of last year. Moonbirds also down 16%. CloneX down 13%. And we could go on, but the point is, they're all down and they've all repriced in US dollars. And then finally, the NFT winner of the day was Age of Dino. It's a Web3 strategy game powered by Zyterio Games, whose co-founder Jeremy Horn is also behind the Overworld collection. Age of Dino sold out its 4,000 NFTs for 0.59 ETH each via auction yesterday, effectively raising over $6 million. Collection 2x out of the gate, getting to 1.3 ETH before pulling back to its current price of 1.15 ETH. And this is just another collection using the royalty enforcing contract, making this untradable and Blur, and raising another $150,000 through royalty. So an absolute cook on that mint. That is all for the weather report. It is back to you guys in the studio on Bitcoin ETF inauguration day.
Bitcoin IPO this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Signal. Wonderful weather report as usual. Some updates from the Daily Digest. This is posted to X platform every morning and pinned up top. It's also emailed to anybody that subscribes at thenifty.com. This is a big story. Circle, known for USDC stablecoin, has, filed for a United States IPO. Wow. Very, very big news. Backpack, which, you know, if you are familiar with the Solana Mad Lads ecosystem, has teased a partnership between Mad Lads and Tensor. We should quickly talk about this. What's the story here?
Speculation right now is Tensor mobile app with Backpack being the functionality for it. It'll be the primary wallet for it. That's the speculation right now. So what better a mobile application with tied in wallet? Of course, we've had the Apple and Google Play Store loosen a little bit. Let me turn this up. Sorry. Loosen a little bit of the restrictions on crypto and NFT web applications.
Very interesting. We'll see what comes up there. Those are two very highly regarded entities in the Solana and overall crypto ecosystem, I'd say. Definitely the NFT ecosystem. Azuki, announced the release of an anime anthology series, which is set to release in April. I historically have not been the biggest Azuki bull. This is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, announcements in the Azuki ecosystem ever. I think that this actually could be huge. I think that they had enough capital after all those mints and all that royalty revenue that they were able to lock in a big name creative producer. If they do make a big anime, that would be wild. I also think that this is a very natural direction for Azuki to go in. So big shout out to this announcement from Azuki. Very, very cool stuff to see. Next story, Whiff, which is the, I guess we would call it a shitcoin called Dog Whiff Hat, continues a massive rally up 150% in the last 24 hours and flirting with an all-time high. Wild to see Whiff still have legs. Gordon Gonner, co-founder of Bored Ape Yacht Club and notable Bodagos holder, responded to criticism on the Other Side trailer, including a quote tweet of our very own Bunny on the show. Bunny wrote, "Is this game on Nintendo 64? And Gordon Gonner felt compelled to quote tweet that. He clarified that the team ran into rendering issues for the video, responding again to Bunny. Bunny, how did that make you feel that he quote tweeted you?
Well, dude, I called my mom immediately. She was so proud of me yesterday, Pio. I feel like I got Gordon in trouble, though. Dude, he had to clarify that, like, he wasn't talking shit about Other Side, which we call OS now. Killed OpenSea yesterday.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I felt like Garga called him up. It was, like, not happy with the first tweet. Then they had to put out the correction. But they changed the video single-handedly because of me, which was pretty crazy.
Single-handedly, only because of you. Next story.
I saved the eighth floor yesterday, dude.
Well, the apes. Oh, yeah. Thank you, then. XCopy announced 500 supply collection called Sideways. It requires burning one max pain. I do think that we actually mentioned this maybe in the story yesterday.
No. There's another one. This is a 500 supply, 0.1 ETH plus the burn of the max pain. This is the first one that hasn't fully been basically instantly sold out. There's 100 left, and there's an hour left before this thing closes down. So it's really interesting. Now he's just cranking these out.
Okay, so just selling into the pump. So there's more XCopy pieces if you want to buy them, ladies and gentlemen. 100 left. Last story, X Platform announced that they removed support for NFT verified profile pictures. I wouldn't be surprised if Ethereum just thought that this was not super duper necessary to continue to, did I say Ethereum? That Elon Musk decided was not super necessary to maintain. So they ended up dishing it. I don't really think it's that significant. It doesn't really matter that much. It was also a pain in the ass to set up from my perspective. So maybe it'll come back in the future. Last story, Moonbirds traded below one ETH for the first time, I guess, ever yesterday, less than Clemente writes this in. He goes, less than 1 week after Nick bought his for 1.4 ETH. Like, that's part of the news story. That's part of the update.
I need a new seahorse, and Moonbird seems to be the one. So I'm going to milk it.
Well, there you go. Those are your updates from the Nifty Daily Digest. Posted DEX platform, also available via email. First thing I want to dive into right off the bat is Easy approached this Bitcoin ETF filing and you know, just the fact that it was going to be traded today, the approval, like a true crypto Twitter person. Get in, get out. You said it was going to be a sell the news event.
Never said that, Pio.
Uh-huh.
I've been a diehard Bitcoin. I said it was only going to pump up only.
When did this event... Go ahead, Sig.
Please don't pull the receipts.
No. To be fair to Easy, what you did say, you said it will pump and then it's going to go down. I asked you the time period and you said, I think between like 7 to 14 days. What I'm curious about is what's going to make Bitcoin go down now in the next 7 to 14 days in your thesis of like, we go up, then we come down.
Like, everyone's been talking about the fact that like, this is the biggest news for Bitcoin. But like, what's next? And like, the market's always trying to be forward looking for it. The main thing that you could see that could continue that upwards trend, and like, I look at the gold ETF chart, it did have a slight downward trend for like 2 months before gig ascending following, when like more liquidity comes in. And if you look at the documents for a lot of the ETFs, they have 60 days following or up to two to 4 billion, depending the ETF, to back it with Bitcoin. There's only like 3-4 of these that actually have to back it. A lot of them don't actually have to own the Bitcoin. So there's like that thing, and I think that narrative could cause some negative price action before eventual and continued upward momentum. or I'm just totally wrong here, which is also fine. Like I hold crypto. So like if it goes up, I'm not mad. I'm just wrong, you know, and that's not the worst thing in the world. But it just for me, it was like, I thought it was a sell the news event and the market has decided that it is absolutely not.
There was never any possibility it would be a sell the news event. It's the biggest event to ever happen to Bitcoin ever. One of our new guys, Jack, who's a young guy, really sharp guy, he also asked me yesterday, what's the next narrative for Bitcoin? It doesn't need a next narrative. It's Bitcoin. It's how it works. It's going up forever, Laura. That's just how it is. We got Nick on the show now. Nick, big morning, amigo. Really big morning. What are you thinking about going into the ETFs actually trading for the first time?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Pio. Appreciate you having me
here. You just joined.
The opportunity to spot. I was on the space and it would completely threw the thing off. Talk about being nice to people. I was just getting insulted for the entire start of the show.
You were interrupting the intro to the show.
Usually we have some back and forth. People expect that. That's the
Nick, you're up on Filecoin.
You literally cut me off when I was doing the updates.
I just can't. Yeah. So Filecoin fuckhead is back, baby. You know, yesterday I was down and there is no way. No one's going against the Filecoin fuckheads, okay? That's what the community says, and right now, we're feeling very strong. I was down to like $1,700 from $2,500. Ain't the case anymore. Ain't the case anymore. I'm down to like $2,200, so I'm only down $300 at this moment, okay?
I so never thought that all this stuff moves together. You are inevitably going to be in the green again at some point.
Dude, not only will I be in the green, this is going to be one of the most epic trades of all time. People are anticipating this to be one of the biggest things. Bitcoin news came out last night and everyone said, Filecoin. That was all that the timeline was talking about last night. I didn't see anything else on my timeline. So that's what I was dealing with last night was just ongoing conversation over and over and over again. About Filecoin. That said, it has pulled back a little bit in the past hour. I am curious to see what happens after the ETF goes live. That said, Bitcoin like finally came back to the level that it was right after the fake tweet happened.
It got this high after the fake tweet. The most recent fake tweet.
The fake tweet yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yep.
And that it had hit 47. 869 or something like that is where it was at. And it basically bounced off that level again right here in the past 15 minutes. Ultimately, it just depends on whether or not net flows to Bitcoin increases. And my expectation is, how would it not? Like, is this really a situation where everyone like on the sidelines that doesn't have Bitcoin exposure is like, finally, I get to short this piece of crap. I also wonder, are you able to short these ETFs right out the gate? Stocks, when they go public, are not allowed to be shorted. Mm-hmm. And you have to do like synthetic shorting, essentially, in order for that to happen. There's some period of time before the broker...
Just rip the option contracts on them, dude. But they're all up like 20% pre-market right now. Like every single one of them. Like IBT...
It's the Bitcoin IPO, dude.
Is literally up like 25% from $21 to $25 pre-market right now. So like... And we could probably go look at it if Clemente was, just on top of it. But that's besides the point.
So where are all the tickers written down for the things we should be watching? I've seen them before.
Nick, if you enjoyed my tweets, I posted the CBOE list, which has all of them. My favorite one is HODL, which I believe is Vanguard. And my second favorite one is BRRRR,
Van Eck.
Oh, okay. So I got them mixed up. Vanguard then is BRRRR and Van Eck is
Vanguard does not have a Bitcoin ETF. Van Eck does, and BRRRR is Valkyrie.
Ah, dude, the V's, man. They're getting to me.
So you didn't even know, even though you tweeted it and just
I posted them all. Yeah, but hey, listen, you just don't support me on my content journey, and that just shows clearly here. As I'm giving you the information.
You tweet 40 times a day. Okay.
And then it's more than that.
Way more than that. You got it, dude. Get those numbers up.
And then you go up to the spaces. That we're hosting and just can't even contribute because you're so busy talking to potential partners, which is just nonsense, dude.
Yeah, like, it's unacceptable.
Wait a minute.
Nick, in all seriousness, so obviously huge, huge morning. Bitcoin IPO opens in 5 minutes. Pretty crazy stuff. It's a crazy day to see the reaction from the market towards Ethereum. is kind of wild to me that the market is just immediately obsessed with Ethereum upon news of the official Bitcoin approval. It's just funny that markets work that way. Like, you could have bought Ethereum for the past like 5 months. And then yesterday, everyone's just like, all right, cool. Let's just ape in immediately. You know what I mean? Are you feeling good about Ethereum? I know that historically you were an Ethereum bull. You got attracted to Solana and some of the other coins and had some questions about Ethereum's future.
I never left Ethereum. I never said anything negative about it, PO. All I've been saying all along is you need to buy Ethereum. You need to have exposure to Ethereum. As I've said, just check the tapes over and over and over again, PO. Ethereum, I'm the biggest maxi. I've been the biggest maxi.
You make DC Investor look like he doesn't give a shit about Ethereum.
That's just been the situation from the jump. Do I own some Solana because I'm a good trader? Yeah, of course I own Solana because it has maximum upside. But clearly the future of finance and the future of France is from ETH. Okay, that's where we're headed right now. And Ethereum, I never lost belief in this, in the, just the giant beast that is Ethereum. Did I ever think that Vitalik, did I ever bet against him? No, never bet against Vitalik. And so all I've been doing is just aping into Ethereum since basically the literal bottom.
Isn't it at this point that is most likely Ethereum we're gonna see it higher at this point, because we're all bullish on positive on the inflows that will come into the ETFs, which obviously will send the Bitcoin price higher. That means the Ethereum, because if like Ethereum is just copying what is happening over on Bitcoin. So if everything's positive on Bitcoin right now, I imagine we'll continue to see that positivity on the Ethereum front, because the market is replicating that like potential future success, but just on the ETH side. Like to me, like 2,600 still seems like we're quite far off where we could go in the next sort of 3 months.
I the target is 10K for ETH, yeah. at least.
No, but not like 10K. No. I don't mean like 10K in the next three. I don't think we got to 10K in the next 3 months.
I don't think in the next 3 months, but like everything that I'm trading on is based on like what the target price is, basically, whenever that happens. The 3 month movement is less significant in my mind. The daily movement is slightly more indicative. Spencer had taken a little bit of a victory lap yesterday because he had tweeted out the day before, as soon as all the players showed their cards. And so we watched what happened after that tweet went live. And the biggest thing was the ETH to BTC ratio ripped right after the original tweet, which meant that
the fake tweet.
And that's what everybody was anticipating at that moment. So Spencer had gone heavy on ETH at that moment in time. So again, he's just continuing to dominate his portfolio against all of us slow moving losers. But look, ETH broke above the level that we've been waiting on for a while, which to me is 2508. And that's great. Could it pull back? I mean, I think we have a little bit of euphoria right now. I'm waiting to see. We're all waiting to see what happens on IPO day, basically, associated with Bitcoin inflows to the space, et cetera. Right now, we're seeing immense volume today just on Ethereum, some of the highest in, I guess yesterday, technically, we saw a huge inflow to Ethereum. But overall, the volume is just continuing to rise. So I don't know. What it feels like is the bull cycle for crypto has like officially begun in like a really major way. We just happened to all front run it. And now we're going to.
It's all part of the plan, Nick. The prophecy was foretold Q3 2023. It was written in stone. We've been reading it, the hieroglyphics. We knew it was going to happen.
I love Easy just smashing us with the thing that he was right about. Why don't you just smash us with this sell the news on ETFs? Dude, that's funny that you said that this was going to be a sell the news event. It's definitely funny.
It was a hedge,
PO. Against him, PO, and just let him know how big of a piece of crap he is for an extended period of time.
Let me hear it.
Look, I had a conversation with someone that's a realtor yesterday. He knows that I'm in crypto. He doesn't have any exposure to any of this. He was like, what's happening? I was like, well, look, the Bitcoin ETF happens tomorrow. He's like, well, which ones do you like? I was like, obviously I have a bunch of Bitcoin, Ethereum. I don't have Ethereum, but I have NFT exposure to it, but I wasn't going to like tell him that level of complexity. Solana and AVAX. And he was like, are there any like new ones that have like low prices that could like pop? And I was like, I mean, a lot of people are talking about Say. And he like texted me about it afterwards. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to buy that Say thing. He's like, I like finding the new ones that are low price that can pop. And in my head, I'm like, I can't just go to this guy. You're not supposed to gamble on this stuff. You're supposed to like accumulate it and, you know, wait for the price to go up. Like if you just accumulated Bitcoin over the last 2 years, accumulated Ethereum over the last 2 years, you'd be pretty happy right now. But it's just wild that the majority of the world thinks that way. Now that traditional finance is officially in the game, I mean, holy shit, it's a big deal. The other thing that I'd want to think about and just remind everyone of, think about how much due diligence has been done now on the Bitcoin asset. Think about Michael Saylor, who, you know, did his due diligence at this point like 4 years ago. This guy went to MIT and literally studied aeronautical engineers, literally a rocket scientist from MIT, started a publicly traded company, you know, built it up, multi-billion dollar company over the course of 20 years. He went hard on due diligence. Now, VanEck, BlackRock, all these TradFi firms have done their due diligence on Bitcoin. How could anybody question, you know, the strength of Bitcoin as an asset at this point? I'm just wondering, when the TradFi, you know, the biggest asset managers in the world have now done due diligence on it. Michael Saylor has done due diligence on it. I don't understand how anyone could call Bitcoin into question. That's like the thing that I'm thinking about now. You think that they're wrong? You think BlackRock's wrong, Nick?
Do I think BlackRock's wrong? No, I've been exposed to these things. It's like I'm a counter narrative, yet I have big bags of crypto and Bitcoin. No, I don't think that any of these people are wrong. I think it's exciting to see what happens here for Bitcoin. That said, none of this fuels like I'm curious to see actual. Well, I don't know if Bitcoin needs adoption itself. Some of the others actually need adoption. Like you wouldn't use Bitcoin for anything because it's so slow, you know? It's just like, what is anyone going to do with it? You know, like just what are they going to do?
But that's just look at it.
It's gold. It's gold bars. You can just put it on there. You want to move it? You need 4,000 servers to like get together to collect to be like, oh, let me do this proof of work real quick.
Before the joke at the end, you actually touched on something that's absolutely true, which is the only one that's going up forever, Laura, is Bitcoin. And everything else is orders of magnitude more speculative. That also means that you can get a bigger short-term gain on it. So do I think Solana is going to outperform Bitcoin over the next 2 years? Yes, I do. I do think that it is going to, right? And I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's juicy. I want to sink my teeth into that. But what I find more interesting is what's the thing that's going to literally go up for the next 100 years, no matter what? That's Bitcoin. That's interesting to me. That's very, very interesting to me. So I'd rather just operate on a borderline Bitcoin standard where the kind of baseline for my financial situation is Bitcoin. Say, it looks like you wanted to chime in with something.
No, well, it was just kind of like a bit on Nick's point. What I'm really curious about is when are the institutions like the pension funds and the endowments, the institutions with serious money are actually going to invest? Because BlackRock is in it, it doesn't mean that the pension funds and the institutions who have the deep, deep pockets are in this asset class. Like going back a long time ago, like pension funds used to be extremely conservative about investing in private equity. It was like, we do stocks, we do bonds, maybe we do commodities, but private equity, ooh, what is that? It took years. And then finally it became part of their portfolio. And it's a tiny, tiny percent, probably like not more than 5% even today. And so what I like about BlackRock being in, like having a Bitcoin ETF is they're going to go and do all of the education for us. It's not going to have to be like the general public that will actually educate the trustees of these institutions. BlackRock will go there and make very, very simple presentations and break it down into baby language as to why these institutions should put money into Bitcoin. And coming from BlackRock, that gives a lot of confidence, but that doesn't happen in 6 months. Mark touched on it. Mark from Morgan Capital touched on it, where he was saying that these pension funds, they're not even talking about Bitcoin. This is not even on their radar. So I still think there's going to be another like 12 to 24 months of education and conversations to the institutions have the deep capital before they even step in. So I don't think like the bus is gone. I don't think people have missed it at 47K even now.
You're absolutely right.
First ticks on this, by the way.
I was going to say real quick, I want to go to Nick and Easy to talk about the live trading action. Absolutely. But one comment I want on Signal's thing is you're right that pension funds, you know, 100-year-old pension funds need to be conservative. Bitcoin's basically literally the most conservative asset. People just don't understand that yet. It's literally the most conservative asset, but people don't understand. Real quick, so let's talk about these charts. Clemente, can you pull up these ETFs? I'd love to get Nick's take, or Nick, go ahead.
The charts are not fully active. I'm saying you're getting some first ticks. The one that you got a first tick on, it's hard to get them anywhere, honestly, right now.
I'm looking everywhere for them. Like, literally everywhere, not a single chart has first ticks. Finance,
you can get Fidelity, which is down from $50 down to $42. I don't know though.
Like, iBit is up almost 50%. It IPO'd at $20. It's at $28.
iBit
is the BlackRock one.
Where are you seeing that?
Investing.com. It's at $28 right now.
It's not even in the list that you have of.
Was the BlackRock one. Was not in that SIBO website, but iBit is the BlackRock ETF.
It's IBIT.
IBIT.
And where does that show up?
Investing.com. It's in the private chat. It's right there. It's on the screen. iShares Bitcoin Trust.
So that's the BlackRock product.
Yeah. Yes. Why doesn't this show up on Google Finance?
I don't know. I was looking for it too. Dude, I don't know why it's so bad to get these damn things, but this IPO'd at $20 today.
That chart, by the way, is not showing on my page. So I'm wondering if there's something else. Oh, I see. You got to go down to the 1 minute.
Yes. It's been live for 7 minutes.
Volume 5.5 million at 21.
It's gig ascending, bro. The pre-market was up 7% immediately when they could buy it, and now it's up almost 50%. Like, the other thing too is,
where are you seeing 50%? I'm trying to figure that out.
It IPO'd at $20. It's now at $28.
Damn.
So 8 divided by 20 is quick math. The thing is, I wanted to talk about with Sergito, traded ETFs and posted last night, Ask Me Anything. He did like a just kind of Twitter-based thing. And I was like, because my speculation has been that all these trusts and spot Bitcoin ETFs would be opening up between $20 and $40. Small number fallacy, the whole thing right now. And he agreed. So I was like, okay, that's actually good to hear. Good to see someone with experience in this is on the same kind of page and playing field. The one that you were talking about that opened up at $50, that feels slightly too high. $20 is the one that I feel like retail is going to be like, oh, I own a Bitcoin by owning a single share of iBit. Is like where that mentality is going to play into this.
Well, it's bouncing off. So that I'm pulling up all of these. Give me 1 second here. So these are what the screens are showing. I'm seeing this is the Fidelity one that it says it's green, but I guess I don't know what it got priced at initially. And I don't know how ETFs launched, to be completely honest, but it's the way you're describing it is literally the equivalent of an IPO where some early investors get access to it. How does that happen?
So it's just
Bitcoin.
The only difference is pre-market trading. You could buy shares pre-market today.
Got it. Okay.
If you have an exchange that lets you trade pre-market, which most do, if you just get the approval for it, which is like a small application.
And how do you make a relative? We need to get some ETF person in order to determine a relative price to be like, if one's at 48 and one's at 43 and one's at 51. Those aren't all priced in a similar way to number of shares relative to Bitcoin, right? Like, how do you derive the Bitcoin price out of these different things?
That's a tough question because most of these are like, they all have different holding requirements, which is really interesting. Only like 3, 4, or 5 of them actually need to hold the Bitcoin. Many of the others do not. And most of them need to either back the Bitcoin within 60 days and also have max cap sizes on how much Bitcoin they need to own between $2 and $4 billion. So there's like certain requirements varying between each of these ETFs.
According to the Bitcoin community, the Fidelity Bitcoin situation or broader crypto situation is the strongest of all.
$4 billion requirement and within 60 days have to back it. $4 billion maximum requirement, sorry.
This GBTC, well, this is frustrating as someone who was holding this for a long time and just was like, why is this thing not like operating as it should? Look at literally the 1 year. This is probably where I sold.
Well, Nick, you can't feel bad about that. You know, look, the real smart money people like Rom obviously have been all over GBTC all year. He talked to us about that at the dinner we went to with him. He talked about it on the show. He's literally, you know, he's on it. But the thing is, Nick, like if you were if you kept exposure to GBTC, then you're kind of saying I'm rocking with Grayscale, I'm rocking with Barry Silbert, which was like the hardest thing to do ever over the past 2 years. So don't feel bad about that.
Well, I still feel a little bit bad, but we'll see what happens. So all these are starting to tick. We'll have to see what happens after this and the impact that it has on Bitcoin. So far, what we've seen on Bitcoin as a result of it is one big tick up, as essentially they have to settle. I don't know the time that they have to settle within, but basically it's within a short period of time. And so ever since the ticker went live, we broke above that level that I've been watching for an extended period of time here. So Bitcoin's up, baby.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the biggest event, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining, Bitcoin ETFs are now trading live. We're about 11 minutes into the market being open. This is the biggest day in the history of Bitcoin and one of the biggest days in the history of modern finance. This is crazy. Basically, the big boys are officially in the Bitcoin game, literally. Like, you know, the biggest financial institutions in the world are now in the game, on the playing field for Bitcoin, which is just a colossal, ridiculous deal. And when Bitcoin started in 2009, for them to be able to fast forward 15 years, 16 years, and see where we're at now, it really is just absolutely insane. It's completely wild. Seeing the run-up on ETH is fascinating, too. Think about this. I think that you'll get a Sol ETF.
Dude, they're all just giga sending. Like, every single one of these is just giga sending. What'd they say the number was today? Like, how many billions of inflow today? BlackRock supposedly was at 4 billion themselves or something stupid like that.
This one, this is the Fidelity one. This is the one we watched, which did come down. So all of these, the data sources are just starting to populate now. So even on the 15-minute ticker, I'm not getting basically anything. Ah, the 1 minute looking nice. So you get a little more clarity on what's taking place. I'm going to do 1 minute on each of the. Ah, look at this one.
BTC. Can we look at BRRR? BRRR.
Which is the best. I love that ticker. But HODL's a good ticker, but BRRR is a really good ticker.
So good, dude.
Well, this one's breaking out. You got some serious gaps here, though. I mean, this is just volatility right out the gate. Are there any other tickers that should pull up here? We got ARKB, HIKE, HODL, BTCO, BTCW, FBTC, and BRRR. There were some others that I saw in there. I'm trying to see if there's any that I'm missing that I care about. And the answer is no. There's EZBC. This is Franklin Templeton. We've seen ads for them, never held money with them. This is this is still a pretty tight range, though. You're getting between 2890
and 2790.
2788. Right. So, like, we're still in this tight range.
I like Burr's price, dude. $15. Good ticker, small number. I like that a lot, dude. I might buy some Burr. It's winning me over right now.
HODL looks like it's doing all right. Dude, what's this range? 28 to 54? I don't understand how, like, these are ridiculous charts at this moment.
What is HIKE?
HIKE's not listed.
HIKE is an ET. It's an ETH one. Go to HIKE.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, click on HIKE again.
Well, there's no tick.
2-year interest rate hedge ETF. Why the hell is that up?
Oh, maybe that's the wrong HIKE. Hold on. Well, that could have been what the situation was there. No. What? Maybe that was just a new ticker.
That makes sense.
Oh, this is all new listings. So it's not all Bitcoin.
It's not all Bitcoin. No, it's basically just new listing, yeah.
So are there any other ones that we're missing here? We got a...
You don't have iBit on there, which is the BlackRock one.
That's a big one.
That's probably the one.
That's right, the
one. Here we go. And we're getting percentages on this.
33% candle.
Wow.
Well, it says 33%, but what is that based against? I don't
know. Open market. When the market opened at 9:30. It's not accounting for pre-market trading.
Well, is this the same one that you said was up 50% before?
It opened at $20. That was the first share that was purchased.
We're getting some volatility. We're getting some volume. The tickers are starting to come in, and we can start making technical analysis. PO, real quick, stand by. This line, it's up. So that's what you're looking for when you're trying to figure this out.
Some thick resistance at 46 there, Nick. It broke below early. So We gotta be careful on that one.
Gotta make sure that we got this drawn out.
can you get the line right around 46.50, just under there? If you see that slight breakdown, we got down a tiny bit. Yeah, right there, right about there. Yep. So, slight breakdown.
That's a key level that we're looking at right now. 46.16. Right now we're at 45.01, bouncing off of the open point at 41.98. Will this break out? I don't know. For those listening on Twitter, we're currently looking at the charts.
Live charting 1 minute Bitcoin ETF.
What's going on with the volume here? Which one? Let's see if iBit is now on Google Finance. Google Finance does seem to have some of the thing that I'm curious about. Someone quoted 1 billion of volume so far. How do we find out where's the best place for actually determining quoted volume on each of these different things?
Dude, who gives a shit? Source, trust me, bro.
Oh, iBit has doubled in volume. So we have 10 million shares traded at 29. So just on the, that's what, $300 billion that we, or no, $300 million that's traded so far on iBit.
Bitcoin is about to break $49,000.
Let's pull that up real quick.
Holy shit.
So holy shit, what'd you think was gonna happen, Clemente? What'd you think was gonna happen?
I will say really quick, I was talking, I messaged all my finance friends who are investment banking.
Are they 25 years old or younger?
Yeah.
Oh, would you look at that? Let's hear the young
bulls. They know what's going on, Pio. Oh, so anyways,
the young boys, let's hear.
Right? So the young bulls, I was talking, I was like, yo, did you hear about the Bitcoin ETF? He's like, yo, wasn't that fake news? And he was like, I was like, dude, are any of your colleagues talking about this? He said, I haven't heard the word Bitcoin since you brought it up to me in November of last year when you told me to buy some.
Well, he's in investment banking. He's not in trading. He's basically helping small or private companies go public and or private deals to be done. So, I mean, it's not necessarily.
I hit up my buddy who's also in trading. He's like, dude, I don't give a shit about crypto. He's like, what? Why don't I? I'd rather just buy gold.
We've broken $1 billion in spot Bitcoin trading 12 minutes ago.
Where are you seeing that?
DB Tier 10K tweeted it out and sourced it.
Let's
2.3 billion now. 1 minute ago in total volume traded on Bitcoin ETFs.
That's absolutely ridiculous. So Tier 10K right now, 2.3 billion is now what we're at. Basically, Bitcoin exploding. This chart just looks like an erection. You know, that's what's going on. There's many people that wish they were having a similar, were capable of a similar thing physically to what's going on with this chart. That's none of my sort of business. But yeah, this volume is pretty nuts. We can pull up I'm back at the 1 hour, and this is, you can't look at the 1 hour on these charts. Lots of volatility, lots of trading. 2 billion. What was the expected? There's a distinction between volume and inflows. That to me is the main thing that we're looking at, which is what the inflow of capital is into this, what the net asset value is. But do ETFs actually have a NAV?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Do ETFs have a NAV? We need to get an expert on this.
We need someone that works in banking that's over the age of 33 to come on the show. None of Clemente's friends.
The NAV of an ETF represents the value of each share's portion of the fund's underlying assets and cash at the end of the day. So essentially, there's just a settlement period that happens each day, which is interesting. There's a corollary trading. My assumption is an ETF like this, they have to have live traders going against it. They can't end up in a situation where they're settling just at the end of the day to see what the net positions are, correct? Like, that would be crazy.
Is that a challenge?
It's not a challenge. He's joking.
I mean, Nick, look, I trust your chart analysis. This is a
We're looking at 1 minute charts, Pio, to be clear. So any chart analysis on the 1 minute. Let me tell you right now, it's up.
Yeah,
that's what we're seeing. The biggest chart of all of this is literally Bitcoin. We're seeing Bitcoin dominance over ETH at this moment in time, but ETH is still absolutely sending.
Look at that send! Look at it go! Sorry.
I do have some slight concerns on the DXY here. I will be brutally honest.
None of that matters DXY. Anymore.
That is a god candle on inflation data, brother.
What's the inflation data saying? It's coming
3.5% higher higher than anticipated, which means rate cuts most likely sooner than later, which means money printer go brr.
Wait, sorry. Inflation came in higher than expected?
3.5% over three.
So that actually means you wouldn't cut money sooner.
I know. But the speculation is they're going to cut sooner, which is just full send. Like, people are posting memes of Jerome Powell kind of being like this.
But wait, why would they cut rates? I don't understand that component.
You got to ask Jerome P.
Jerome P is saying what we said higher for longer.
I think he might be breaking down.
It's interesting because Ram had the other side of that trade where he said rates won't go lower on his tweet the other day where he was going through his 2024 predictions. So I'm still confused why they would cut rates if inflation is still going higher at this point.
Let me dig into that real quick. I will dig into that because I'm very curious. I do wish we had somebody from TradFi on the show today. And also, people are saying I should have worn a suit. You're right. I should have worn a suit for sure. My bad.
Go put the suit on. Get the hell out of here. Put the suit on. We're just going to run long and just...
Put the Bitcoin, at least a Bitcoin white paper shirt. That's dude, the least you could do, Pia.
Step away. Go take care of it. And we'll be sitting here waiting. We'll be pulling up some of these tweets. Let's get some of the live tweet action that's going
live,
on.
Live view at Bitcoin nearing. It's about to break 49,000.
What we all want right now.
No, I'm going to go.
Can all the commenters tell them to put on a suit?
I'm going to put on a suit. And I'm going to look into why everybody's saying that the Fed is going to cut rates in March now, despite the inflation data making you think that they wouldn't be cutting rates, that they'd be in a higher for longer environment. I do want Clemente to run through Mike Alford's tweets over the past month where he said this is exactly what's going to happen. And everybody's saying sell the news doesn't understand how investing and, you know, traditional finance works.
Oh, one sec. Before we do, can we look at the crypto total market cap chart? This thing is beautiful, dude. 1.8 trillion right now, sitting on just like absolute breakout from that. We're going over 2 mil or 2 trill, 2 trillion, easy.
2 trillion, like a billy, you know. What's it? Where are you getting?
Chat trading view. Check right now. Crypto cap, 3L total.
One second. Crypto.
It's in the private chat if you just click the link.
Oh. I just want to know what the ticker is. Crypto cap. How did you pull that up?
I'm good. I do the chart thing sometimes.
No, I understand, but it's not. It says we can't open this chart layout for you.
Even the private chat? Oh, access denied. Weird. I can share my screen if you want.
Yeah.
Pull it up.
It is pulling back a little bit. We got Bitcoin at 48.7.
Oh my God, this is painful. We saw a high tick here of 49.096, and now we're down at 48.760. The world is ending, everybody. Sell your Bitcoin. Sell. We hit the top there, everybody. We're now seeing a retracement. What is going on? We are actually seeing a significant pullback here. This is the first pullback that we've seen in literally, I'm looking at easily 30 minutes. We haven't seen this happen for 30 minutes. I pulled up the chart here for everyone that's on YouTube to see this. What are we gonna do here? Easy. Is this the moment? Is this the sell-off that you were anticipating? I need some commentary on this.
Yep. This is the sell the news event.
This is the sell the news moment that we were expecting.
Exactly what I was anticipating. I've never been wrong. Captains were purchased at 0.02 ETH.
So if this pulled back, for those that aren't familiar that are just listening right now because they're interested in Bitcoin, and that's why they tuned into this show. Easy purchased an NFT at a low price, and over time has continued to say that it's gone lower, despite the fact that it hasn't. We're going to get down to the 1 minute chart here. This is the best way to view this. We're also going to need to potentially bring out the pump.
We're bouncing right off of that mid Bollinger band.
But dude, look at that mid Bollinger. So a lot of people listening right now, we're doing just a little bit of technical analysis to figure out what exactly is going on and what our expectations are. Bollinger bands, Mr. John Bollinger, the inventor of Bollinger bands, offered us this greatness to see sort of where it's trending and when it's breaking out. We saw a tightening of the Bollinger bands earlier this morning at 9:24. We saw an explosive expansion of the bands as Bitcoin just blew out. We needed to have a little bit of a retracement. So right now we're experiencing what we feel to be a healthy retracement, but still solidly above and bouncing off the middle of that. Oh, we've broken below the middle of the Bollinger Band. Easy.
Now we're going to zero. We're going to zero.
Bearish again. So we're going
to ask the financial advisor. What are we doing here?
We were at 48,561. Woo, that's a huge tick down. Broken below the middle of the Bollinger Band. This is, you heard it here first. This is breaking news. The Bollinger Band is squeezing. It's tightening right now.
They're selling the news.
We're looking at the 1 minute chart. Let me pull up the ETFs real quick to see what we're looking at. Ooh, serious pullback on the ETF. IBIT off of 29.44 down to 28.50. That said, this is volume that we're measuring. The net inflows, I don't think we can get until the end of the day. Okay, that's the thing that I think we're waiting on right now at this point. Someone said the gastric band broke. Mine did. That's called my okay, I've been putting on weight recently, and that's the situation I've been dealing with. But we saw this breakout. Bitcoin, the 1 minute chart, just looking unhealthy at this point. Who cares about Bitcoin? Who owns Bitcoin? Not me. I haven't owned it. I sold it at the top literally 5 minutes ago. Okay. And I'm gonna swoop back into my Bitcoin as soon as this bottoms out. Just waiting on that bottom. Are we targeting right now here easy a little 48, 180? Is that what we're looking for?
No, Nick, it's a fake breakout. We're going higher for longer.
It was a fake breakout, everybody. We need to see closure of this. We need to see it break back above the mid.
Nothing like the 1 minute candles to really get the blood flowing on a beautiful Thursday morning, Nick.
Should we get some music going on the?
People are telling me to take the suit off because it's bad luck. Should I take the suit off?
No. Ever since you put it on, the tick's gone up, dude. Since you sat back down, it's only been so. Those people don't know what they're talking about.
Do we break the bike pumps out, Nick?
I think we need it, but we also need some music. Hold on.
We need some music. We're just not going to make any money on this stream. We're going to copyright it. Oh, there we go. Here we go. Here we go. Pump that thing.
We need the sound, though. Where's the sound? How do I do it? Well, how can I? I think Nick can do it probably with the music. Should I take the suit off? What do I do?
No, keep the suit on. Keep it on.
We're getting deflated, boys. We're getting deflated.
Well, yeah, you're blowing your load too easy, too early. Easy, Nick. Can you play the music, or do we have issues with that? With the Rodecaster thing, I don't know how to play the music on YouTube.
What's your music to Rodecaster multi-channel is the way that you end up resolving that. On the settings inside of StreamYard. That's how you do it. Your audio is not coming through there easy, so no one can hear the actual pump. See, you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
That's me pumping. That's the beginning of the pump happening.
So come on, just share a Spotify window with Pump It Up. Let's just do it.
I think Spotify window?
Yeah, let me know if you hear this. Give me a thumbs up.
Nope.
We don't hear anything. We hear the pumps.
There we go.
Here we go.
Yes.
There we go. We're pumping it up, ladies and gentlemen.
It broke above the middle.
Bitcoin ETF, ladies and gentlemen. It's squeezing.
Yes. Look at that chart. We pumped it above, baby. Poof, poof, poof. Oh, the Bollinger is bullshit.
Ladies and gentlemen. Bitcoin ETF, the Bitcoin IPO happened today. This is the most significant day in Bitcoin history and one of the most significant days in the history of modern finance.
A big tick down right there. That was bullshit. Don't you
know? Turn it up, Clemente. Turn it up.
Comment pump. Comment pump.
Stronger, easy. Don't you know? We got it. I think we're carrying this. We got it.
Woo! Join us on the YouTube stream. We're pumping.
We're using literal bike pumps. And it's going against us. It's exhausting. I was more fit before. That's crazy. It's not. This is a real struggle. This tick is not going against the, or it's not going our way. Hold on 1 second. I need to expand this on the screen. Give me a moment here. Oh, we're getting donations.
Boomer. We're getting donations on YouTube. Give us money. Well, we're gonna buy Bitcoin with it in real time and pump it up further. We're 10 bucks in.
What we're seeing is the Bollinger Band consolidation right now. So we're gonna see this price break back up. Can you get us some live tweets going on here, Clemente, as well? Yeah. I want to know if what the market is saying.
I'm what are they saying?
So am I. What is it saying? What are people saying?
What's the conversation?
Let us know your thoughts in the Twitter space. Post a comment. Post a reply. We're gonna live quote you. What are you doing to celebrate the Bitcoin ETF day, the IPO of Bitcoin? What are you doing?
Eric Voorhees, the Bitcoin ETF is the first ETF in history in which the underlying asset has a limited supply. Hashtag Bitcoin. Tweet at us. We'll be retweeting. We'll be reading tweet. Oh, and we got
shout out to Eric.
Shout out to Eric.
Shout out to Eric Voorhees. Let us know in the comments.
That was such a sell the news event, easy. Oh, man. Such a sell the news event.
Sell the news, ladies and gentlemen. Sell the news. It'll work out well for you. People are actually donating money. We're pumping up the Bitcoin price. People are actually donating money. Pump the price up.
Shout out to Swine Flu.
Someone be a boss and give us $100. Stop going weak, people.
Holy shit, the donations are pouring in.
We're getting so much money. What is going on? Y'all feeling rich?
Oh, man.
I've never given a single donation on YouTube. I got to go pay it back, dude.
We got to pay. I'm exhausted.
You're not even pumping. By the way, I still got the chart pulled up here. You can take a look at it, Clemente. It's only gone down since Easy stopped pumping.
Easy, get back on that pump.
Pull out the pump, Easy.
Pump it.
Dude, this is ridiculous. Oh, that's a serious pump. That's going. Let's see it. We bounced off. What did I say? Bottom of the Bollinger? We literally ticked the bottom of the Bollinger. That was my target. We set it live here on the show. Someone gave us $100.
Holy shit. This show sucks.
Guys, we're coming in. We're going to have to refund them for that one, dude. You spend so much time here. We should be giving you money, dude.
My dog is freaking out with the bike pump noises.
My dog had been sleeping. She came off of the bed, and now she's eating the paper towels that are dosed in coffee because I spilled coffee all over my desk this morning as soon as we started the show.
She's dancing.
Hey, yo, OSF is talking some smack here. Hold on. Let me share my screen. OSF, hey, for the sake of our backs, no screenshots, no pump it up music. Hey, OSF, surprise, we're bringing that out, buddy.
We're bringing it up.
Hey, OSF, don't tell me come not to pump it up, OSF.
Come at us. Come on stage.
Yo, my guy. Dude, my guy.
We about to box it out, bitch.
I was going to say, this guy has one boxing match, and now he tries to tell me not to pump it up. You don't tell us not to pump it up, OSF.
Dude, let OSF know, stop being a whiner here. Like, so what we're seeing is, dude, pull up this chart. We are seeing a little bit of a healthy pullback here on Bitcoin.
My bike pump is physically hot from all that pumping.
Mine is not. Maybe the base. We did see a little bit of consolidation around the, what do you call it? Although the ETFs are going up. So I don't know why Bitcoin, the question is what the correlation is between FBTC, Easy, that's what happened. It broke below our support level.
It's because the ETFs are fake Bitcoin.
It was the 1 minute chart. Look at this BTCW with a big breakdown as well.
Hey, shout out to everyone tweeting at us. We're getting screenshots, sweet. We're getting videos. We're trending on Twitter. Hashtag pump it up. Keep tweeting at us. We're going to retweet like there's no tomorrow.
We're trending on Twitter.
Hashtag it was not priced in. Hashtag portal. Hashtag pump it up.
Can you? Four assholes and a British lady are trending on Twitter.
Can you actually shout out those people? You haven't mentioned a single person that replied.
Yo, shout out to Render Juice. Hold on, let me share mine now.
Render Juice?
Render Juice tweeting at us. He's tweeting. Look at this screenshot. The concentration of the pump.
Pedro said I was supposed to be in a suit and tie. I did not realize I was the person in the suit. My apologies. Andrew Saunders, I fucking love you, Chads.
Look at this art piece.
And
art
to charts. MFers. We got Test Tube Tag commenting on your titles. Didn't Nick sell all his ETH for Sol at 125? No. Juice says pump. Kamikaze says it's raining green, baby. Emega.eth says GM Queens and Kings. Denzel talking it easy, saying where you see that ETF volume update? Where you see that ETF volume update, easy?
We look at DB, tier 10K.
Yo, shout out to Biggs. Shout out to Biggs in the crowd. Shout out to Brownsville.
Yo, pump it up.
Easy's ready to go take a nap. What happened there? You've been working out a lot recently, dude. You're supposed to be fitter than all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's tired. He's tired of trading from copium to his Zelda news event. What's going Holy on, man? Easy.
He's Nick, tired. Bring out the bike pump. We're back down to 48,100
live chart. We're going. That was a volatile morning, everybody.
Yo, meanwhile, Jack's over here in Slack being like, I think we should schedule a look, Jack, we're not working right now. We're pumping, Jack. Don't be sending me Slack messages right now while we pump. Come on.
What's going on? Guys, Easy. Dude, ever since Easy got tired.
Oh, it's dumb. It's about to go below 48,000. Is this a sell the news event?
We're not letting it go below.
Holy shit. Avalanche, meanwhile, is still pumping. It's up 21% in the last 24 hours to $41.
We're trying to pump it, guys.
My dog's looking at me like I'm the weirdest thing she's ever seen.
We got a green tick. Easy, it's working. Easy, it's working.
At Suga Soul is saying, when one sat equal one soul. That might be coming soon.
This is hard, but we got it. We got it.
Oh, we got a green candle.
We got a green candle. We just want a one-minute green candle. We haven't had a one-minute green candle since before the
8 minutes
started.
It's been 8 minutes.
Hey, shout out to Horse, who just changed his PFP to a Bodago, a certified champion. Keep it coming. We're retweeting.
Let's
My
go.
Dog's now attacking the bike pump.
Hey, we got a green candle.
All right.
We did it. No, you need another one.
No, I'm good.
Put it down and now it goes red.
I'm good. It's carryover.
We got it green again. If I got to carry this fucking market on my back again, if the Filecoin fuckhead has to come in and make this happen, I'll do it. I ain't stopping. Okay, we got another red candle. Woo! Why are you saying holy shit? It's the price is just changing. You're like, oh my god, I never seen a chart like this. This is absolutely crazy. We got so many green and red candles. Oh my god, this is physically impacting me right now.
Watching the Twitter show performance is so funny because I think Clemente's titles are attracting a bunch of people to come in, and they come in and they're like, what the fuck is this? And then they leave. So the number's like ping ponging from 690 to 750 over and over again. I'd love to just see how many people have kind of like revolving door came through. It's pretty funny.
Dude, the ARK Bitcoin Trust is looking like a shitcoin right now. It's what's happening. We got that first pump and now it's down only. Guys, that was the top. I just want to say it's been real celebrating this all with you. Shout out to all the people who tipped on YouTube. Yo, y'all are incredible. Have we shouted out all the people that tipped here? We got LDAC. Thank you for the tip and rocking a Bodago on YouTube. Shout out to LDAC. We got Mr. D giving us a $1.39 contribution on YouTube. We got Ben Wong giving us $1.48. Well, actually, that's in Singaporean dollars. Easy. How does that convert?
That's about a dollar.
There we go. Canadian dollars, swine flu, 100 of them. Shout out to swine flu. And gave us another $20 one. And can't believe Tim Hortons is a new Nifty sponsor. All Bodago's holders get a $100 Tim Hortons gift card. We can't do that, unfortunately, based on the current price action of Bitcoin.
Bitcoin below 48.
Shut up, Clemente.
You're giving the commentary, Clemente. You're rooting for it. You're a piece of crap, dude. What the hell is going on? Everyone, boo Clemente. If you're on Twitter,
boo. Tag him.
Just say, yo, shut your mouth.
Boo.
Let's speak.
There we go, Clemente. Yeah, there we go. Get that Miami spirit.
Let's speak for the positive price action that we're looking for here. I expect the retracement here back up to 49,000. That's where we're headed shortly. That's where I'm expecting it. We're going to see mass inflows to Bitcoin. Here we go. Here's that green tick. I'm speaking it into existence, Clemente.
Hey, shout out Lil Gaines.
What up, Lil Gaines? $5, Lil Gaines. That was a little gain.
Talking shit about Miami, saying the 305 doesn't want me. That might be true.
Blockworks tweeted, Bitcoin's price soared as spot Bitcoin ETFs from BlackRock, Fidelity, and more began trading. That's their story they're leading with. We got the biggest green candle that we've had on the minutes in over 10 minutes here. Looking very strong because I'm going to speak into existence the future price of this, which is going to be 49,000. We're going straight back to 49,000 here, despite what Clemente desires. Clemente is a Bitcoin bear. For those that are new to the show, he is literally a Bitcoin bear. He's been bearish on it all along. How much Bitcoin you own, Clemente?
Below 0.1. I would call myself a Bitcoin bear.
Bitcoin bear. We got two green candles in a row. As I said, speaking into existence, the turnaround of Bitcoin. I would like to end this show on a high note, by the way. Very important. James Sefford says spot Bitcoin ETFs crossed 1.2 billion in trading volume in the first 30 minutes. He's delayed. 10K ETF already said 2 billion.
This is a rebrand. I'm the Bitcoin bean from now on.
The I like what? It.
The Bitcoin bean.
Dog with hat surging over 132%.
Today?
That's what Autism Capital tweeted out. 28 cents it's up to. Very big move. This candle right now is red. I would like to speak it into existence to be green. I'd like this candle. This is just a quick temporary retracement. Remember, this show is going to end up on a positive note.
Someone said all day stream. I can't do an all day stream. I'm exhausted already.
Happy IPO day. The IBIT, our BTCO ticker, seeing a little bit of consolidation here at 49 off of the top one of 50. What does that mean? No one has any fucking clue. But we just got 1,000. I don't know what that currency is. What, is that even like a real currency? What is that tip? Can someone take a look? No one else on this show seems to care.
Oh, no. APJ. Is that our boy? Is that our boy?
What is that currency?
That is probably Indian rupees.
Damn, APJ.
It's 12 United States dollars, boys.
Wow.
Hey, rupees. Shout
it out is, in fact, Indian rupee.
I told you. I'm a worldly individual. I recognize that immediately.
So tweet out, hey, by the way, we're going to, Nick, your GIF is actually trending right now on Twitter. Hashtag pump it up. You can go on Giphy.
There's literally four people that liked it.
No, there were multiple tweets of it. And I retweeted it. But you can look up Nifty Nick on Giphy and you can tweet out his bike pump. We'll be retweeting all those. Hashtag pump it up.
I said rupees, Jess. Come on.
Clemente, our social media manager, really bringing it in.
Hey, Nick, did you see? You almost gave away your CryptoPunk last night, buddy.
I didn't come close to giving it away.
It was a close one.
Look, Alfalfa's chirping me about my stamina, and he's right.
I mean, last time we went for like literally an hour, but I'm sitting here. I'm actually sick. physically sick at this moment. But what a day. What a day. You know, that's all that we can say. I'm trying to see if there's any other information that's coming in. And right now, it's just sort of euphoria at this moment. It's just euphoria. People absolutely excited. Could not be more excited about it. Autism.
Just a bunch of Nick gifts. Names.
We got airdrops unique the Saga DAO subdomains to Solana Mobile Saga Genesis token holders. That's coming from Bonfita.
Look at this one, Nick.
That was pretty good.
There we go.
We're just getting everyone tweeting Nick gift.
Nick, there's two people that have tweeted it. You and somebody.
Yeah, buddy? Yeah, how about this? How about Jesus Christ tweeting at us? Pump it up. Turvec. We got Ben Zwong. We got R. Tommy. This is what you call a takeover. A nifty Nick takeover.
Biden says much more work needed after consumer inflation jumped. I think really this pullback is just based on CPI data. That's really what's going on right now. Despite what Easy and Pio believe, that it means that we're going to have to lower the rates sooner, which makes no sense.
Oh, I never, it doesn't make any sense. That's why people were commenting on it. I never got a chance to look into that because I put the suit on and started dancing. But I do want to figure that out.
What we're also seeing is the market have serious pullbacks. So I think that's the bigger issue that we're facing right now. I'm putting this back on the screen. This is what the 1 minute looks like on the S&P. We saw a serious sell-off once that news came. And I think that's just correlating to the Bitcoin news. So don't worry. You can't pour cold water on Bitcoin forever. Okay. We're still up. But the market is giving it a tough time. And everyone's just selling everything. Avalanche, by the way, one of the biggest winners. We mentioned it yesterday at $34. Pumped up to $42.
Wow.
After we said it on the show, it's having a nice volatile pullback right now. It's leading the volatility. Shrapnel. Yeah,
sorry, go ahead, Nick. 10%.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, keep going.
I was going to say Shrapnel's up 10%. This is the 1 minute ticker that I'm looking at. But all of these are seeing sell-offs right now off of it. But look at the 1 day on Shrapnel. Huge, huge candle there. I sold on my Shrapnel. Great partner.
Oh, yeah. I got the operators, and I've been getting hella offers on the operators. So, look, I just sent Clemente a few tweets about the rate cuts, okay? So, the market is pricing in a March rate cut.
So, does the Fed begin shrinking? This is Zero Hedge saying shrinking qualitative. What's the opposite of QE?
QE would be QT, quantitative tightening.
Yeah, tightening in March without starting rate cuts. Well, there was a situation I saw in the Wall Street Journal, an arbitrage opportunity that had opened up for the banks. That's more boring stuff. That's lending from the Fed, and how banks are taking advantage of it. Let's get another tweet on the screen there. Clemente, what are you doing exactly? Like, do you even care about Bitcoin?
I'm on the title right now, dude. I'm trying to update the title.
Markets are now pricing in a 2.6% chance of a rate cut and in January and a 67% chance. How are they pricing? Are they looking at bonds?
It would appear so, Nick.
And how does that change from before? Fitch analyst, this is from, when is this? January. Is that from this morning?
From yesterday.
So that's outdated information. That was before the information came out. So we still have a ways to go here.
We're getting Bitcoin below 47.
Sell the news event.
This might be a sell the news event.
Actually, we did call it resistance here. So let me pull this up. This is on the daily. We are getting pushback against the level that I had previously drawn here, 47,774. That was the level we were looking at on the daily. So we're getting rejection off of that. That's why you got to wait for the daily close oftentimes. If you go to the 15-minute candle, you see those short-term trends. We were trading the one-minute candle on this show moments ago. This is pretty bearish. This is what the 1 minute looks like. Ain't so hot.
ain't so hot. But Nick, I think for your question about what they'll be looking at, they'll be looking at the interest rate curve, what that's doing at the moment, to tell you what's going to be happening later on. But also as well, I think we'll be more interested to see what the headlines are tomorrow and what the narrative is around these ETFs in the news as it goes out to the sort of like, just like what would be on the front cover of like the FT, or what would be in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Economist, like whatever, any and like stuff that people read. I think tomorrow's headline is going to be super interesting.
So here's what the yield curve is looking like right now, which is an inverted yield curve. Usually that means a recession is coming and would hence be the driver of the rate cuts that you've been seeing. If we go back and we go over time and we see how this is, it was still inverted, but we had the, I'm just going back on the live show to see how this happened. We saw, we can see how this evolves over time. So the best way to do this would actually be on a monthly basis. If we do, if we go over October, and we compare that over to where we're at right now and how that's how things have evolved. This is a weird curve. It's stayed inverted. But what everyone's looking at is when they expect those cuts to happen. And I think what happens is we see the 3 month, 4 month, 6 month treasury yield lower than right now is what you're looking for, which is how people are pricing that in. So right now you've seen this 3 months going down. And that's how it's been happening over time. I'm fast forwarding. Right now, we're looking at yield curves live on YouTube. It doesn't get more exciting than that, people. Does not get more exciting than looking at the Treasury yield curve. Maybe we can pull up that tweet also.
I agree. Real quick, we got tweets on tweets that I sent to Clemente. Then we can wrap. But I want to hear
pull these up.
What Easy and Nick think? Nick?
Woo! Pump and jam, pump it up.
Shout out to C7AVG. I just went long and hard. I'm assuming on Bitcoin.
Bitcoin back above the 4774. Quick fake out. That's what we're seeing. Go ahead. Let's pull up the tweets and provide the commentary on it.
Tweets, please. Tweets.
Pull up the tweet.
Number one.
Who wants to read this off? Pia?
You. I think you should do it.
You're the one that shared it.
Okay. So we got Gergovin, big name. I guess you would call him a financial Twitter influencer. He said the market odds of the Fed cutting rates in March actually went up after the inflation print LMAO. There's one.
People are buying the three-month treasury yield. Our 3 month treasury pushing the interest rate down. So that's what we're seeing as a result of that.
Nick, look at this one. The US December CPI jumped more than expected from 3.1% to 3.4%. This is John Kicklighter, not familiar with him. He said versus 3.2% expected. That said, the DXY, the Easy's going to like this, the DXY's dollar index move has been measured peak plus 0.5% and SPX. Okay, so anyway, 0.7% peak to drop.
Eminus.
SPX E minis is what it is.
Latin.
E minis. Probability of March rate cut. Probability of March rate cut in FF futures virtually unchanged.
What time was that tweeted at?
Clemente, what time is that?
You got to scroll down, Clemente.
10:05 a.m.
That was 15 minutes ago. A lot has changed in 15 minutes. We're seeing movement on the three-month treasury bond action. I mean, just wow. Just wow. I've never seen three-month treasury activity like we're seeing right now, people. This is the type of content that I'm looking for. Pepe doing a serious pullback. Can we get another one of the tweets? Literally, PO shared 15 tweets in the chat there, Clemente. Literally 15 tweets that were on there. This has taken way too long to get these tweets up. Next one.
After the publication of the inflation report, the markets reduced the probability of a Federal Reserve interest rate cut in March from 70% to 60%. So a reduction, but still a 60% probability.
I think it goes down further, which means I would be selling the three-month treasury here. That's what I'd be doing. What else we see? Fitch analyst says we no longer expect a recession in 2024. We already pulled that tweet up, and that was let's get another tweet. How many we got?
I think there might be one more.
I don't know the other one.
Bunny doesn't have any Bitcoins. Come on, Bunny. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey, it's all good, Bunny. You can stay at my apartment in the future when my mansion, when I have multiple $1 million Bitcoins. Okay.
Are you, what about this, okay? One?
What's
why?
That?
I don't know, man. I've never seen you guys act like this.
Last time Bitcoin was at 48K, we got Riot was $50, Mara was $45, and CLSK was $36. I don't know about any of those tickers.
Those are Bitcoin mining stocks. The mining stocks are the alpha, ladies and gentlemen. Look up Iris Energy, IREN. Look it up. Look it up. Mike Alford on the board, ladies and gentlemen. Look it up. Wasn't around last cycle. Look it up.
Well, serious pullback on the daily.
Goodbye opportunity.
You're going to buy the dip? We are seeing Bitcoin break back above that level, that key level I was mentioning, 47.75. That's the level that we're looking at here. Could have been temporary, people. May have been a temporary sell. You know, it's hard to fight against what essentially what we're seeing is we're seeing increased volatility. We've never seen, we're seeing a huge jump in volatility right now on the minute. We're just, check out that VIX pump. So that's one thing that we're seeing right now. We're seeing the indexes pull back as well. And that's the thing that you need to consider. Look at the hourly on the, SPX. This is just a serious pullback here. So that's why we saw the Bitcoin price pullback is just corollary to the indices. That said, if you're selling, you're making a bad decision. I'm just letting you know right now, you're making a bad, bad decision.
Just saying.
Just saying, all pullbacks are time opportunities to buy. Solana still back over 100. It did bounce off of its near 107.56 resistance level. It actually bounced off of 107. It's neither here nor there. Pretty close to the level that I'm watching. So that's where we're at. Anyways, this has been an absolutely thrilling episode on Bitcoin's IPO day. We're definitely getting demonetized on this one, but who cares? Because our community stepped up and supported this show today. I've never felt more love from the community than today. Shout out to all the YouTube commenters that gave us tips. We don't deserve you. We don't deserve
you. Straight up.
Okay. Said the guy who just bought a Moonbird giving out financial advice. That's correct. How do you think I got the money to buy a Moonbird?
Heyo.
Making smart investments.
Zinger.
Nick, real quick, I was just going to say, look, there's times where I tease Nick and there's times where I, you know, suggest he doesn't fully grasp Bitcoin and all these different things. Nick has multiple Bitcoins, ladies and gentlemen. Nick has multiple Bitcoins, and I believe that Nick is not going to sell those Bitcoins. So if you don't have Nick multiple Bitcoins, check in with Nick in 30 years and see what the story is. This could be rich as fuck.
What the story is? Rich as fuck. That's what we're going for here. I will say Solana on the daily, it does have a little bit of a downward trend line right now. That's all good, though. It's a healthy retracement. You know what I'm saying? But we got to break out above there. Look at that, easy. How you feeling about that?
I've never had a doubt, Nick.
We're in a bull market.
You buy the red days, Nick.
This has been, what a great episode.
Shout out to Gaziani. Zane Gaziani in the crowd. He's going to go get a chicken parm with vodka sauce.
We love you all. Thank you for joining.
You guys were a part of history. Yeah, we wrapping this here, what?
Yeah, we're wrapping. Right? Yeah, we're gonna wrap.
Just hard rugged, Clemente.
All right. Shout out to you guys.